Before we get super into the Word, because we're going to get super into the Word. How many of you guys brought your Bible? You should always bring your Bible. There's one on top there. I'll get it. I'll reach for you. Always bring your Bible to youth group, because we're always going to use it. And there's another one underneath that stack. There's a blue one right there. The dark blue book there. Before we get into it, though, we're going to... No, that's not it. There's a different book. I'll get it.
Yeah, the Bible doesn't give it named Washington.
Yeah, there you go. That's the Bible right there. So, and then here's one here. There you go, Hannah.
Bible.
Oh, you're going to use Kathy's? All right.
There's a lot on tithing.
All right, so. Oh, cute family. It's my family. It's going into this Bible now. Transfer. So, bring your Bible to youth group, because we're always going to use it. If there's ever a night that we don't use the Bible, you have my permission to punch me in the face. All right? As long as I'm the guy who's Chris and he never uses the Bible, then you have my permission to punch Chris in the face. So, but I visited a youth group over the summer just to see how they were doing things, and they never used the Bible the whole time. And I was really bummed by that, because it was just like, what? It's not a self-help seminar. It's about Jesus. And so we're always going to talk about the Bible. We're always going to use it. So bring... you guys all have a Bible? You all have your own Bible? All right. Don't worry. Just my kid. And then also, I wanted to mention, youth conference is coming up. And I want to take as many people as we can to youth conference, because it's a blast. And I'm going to do you a favor by not showing you the promotional material that they sent to me, because it's... Material's lame doesn't mean the event's going to be lame. And so the registration forms are available online. You guys get my emails? You guys read my emails?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have an email account?
Yeah.
All right. So your mom gets it. All right. You can get it. What's that? I think you're on my list. But here. Again. I think I got it, but write it down again real quick. But youth conference is October 12th and 13th. The cost... You're good to go? Sweet. The cost is $65. And we're going to leave, dude. I am looking out for y'all. And then we'll get back like in the evening on Saturday. And here's the cool thing. Here's the cool thing about youth conference this year. The network has allotted every church to bring three people who don't know Jesus, and they get to go for free. Yes.
Can I say that I don't
know? No, because that's a lie.
But
if he lied about it.
But maybe he doesn't really know Jesus. Anyway, but here's the thing. If we go past three, I'm just gonna go ahead and say, if you bring friends who don't know Jesus, they're gonna go for free. All right. So we're going to make that happen. If I get reprimanded by Lynn, that's fine with me. Yeah. So bring your friends who don't know Jesus. Yes.
What if you have more than one
friend? Bring your friends who don't know Jesus. All right? Yes.
Can I bring a bus full of homeless people that don't know
Jesus? Bring your friends. Yeah, this is for junior high and high school aged people. Bring... Your friend, how many homeless friends do you have? All right, well then bring him or her.
They live
in that bus. So then they're not homeless.
Well, really,
they're the Partridge family. It's a whole different thing. They lived on the bus, I thought. So anyway, so that's the deal with that, and it's going to be way cool. So I'm going to send out an email probably tomorrow or Tuesday. Download the registration form. If technology escapes you, then they're also available on Sunday mornings at the info table. There's a whole stack of them. And then also, if you're like, Jason, I still can't figure this out, I can get you one. All right? So I was going to have some today, but I lost them. So be sure to grab that registration form, fill it out. If you get it all done by September 20th, $65. After that, it's $75. So what would it be on September 24th?
$75.
What about September 2014th?
2014?
That's not a day. All right. All right. But we will bring, if I want to go, and I have a friend who doesn't know Jesus, we will make room. We'll find a way to get you there. So we just want a good registration early so we can send the lodging people how many people we have. They can allot it properly. The good news is we will be sleeping on the church floor. And the good news is also that there will be a lot of other people there. So it'll be fun.
Will it be in the gym again?
The good news is yes.
It'll be yes.
Good news.
That's the good news.
The bad news is that...
Will there be jokes this year that are funny?
Yeah, we can get some jokes. Some Your Mom's So Cool jokes going. Yeah, bring all your Laffy Taffy.
And a weird guy in his underwear.
Yeah, that was odd. He's not a youth pastor anymore, though, so he won't be there.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks for bringing that up. If you come to youth conference, don't bring like anything that's going to distract you.
No, like at night when everyone's sleeping.
No, because then people will be like, dude, what are you playing? And then they're going to be up all night, too. So. Yes, if you're blind. Only if you're blind. Or if your dog's blind. So, I have to bring it to feed it. It's a whole thing. I have to put it in my mouth and then...
What?
So, Yeah. All right, and cut. So, that's youth conference. That's what's going on there. Also, you know, Don mentioned, how many of you guys were really excited about Ethos because it's going to be Thursday nights, and this gathering here will be with Ethos. We'll be doing that, so we won't be meeting here on Sunday nights anymore. We'll be meeting at Esperance Baptist Church, and we'll be continuing to give more information out on that as we get closer. But how many of you guys like food? Yeah, there'll be food there. And then how many of you guys like other people? Good. There'll be other people there. So it's going to be a good time, and it's really good. I really do think this is going to move our whole church forward. So, October 11th is going to be the day that we start that. So up until then, we'll be meeting here at my house. All right, and then on the week, and they're really cool people. So we're going to love that. So,
are they like Southern Baptist?
I don't know, Baptist. Either way.
That kind of Baptist, or
yeah, well.
They don't have a pastor right now, actually, so...
I mean, but if he was there...
Sure.
But the pastor's, like, screaming so much...
Until then, it's going to be at 6 o'clock here.
6 o'clock here, yeah. There, the dinner will start at 6 o'clock at Esperance, and then we'll start youth group at 7. So, and then your parents have different options for classes they can be a part of, too. And so the whole family can come out and rock the ethos. We're going to make shirts and bumper stickers and everything. It's going to be awesome. No, we're not.
I'll be sure not.
So, 28.
Hey, I am nothing.
I am near the middle.
I'm close.
Hot tub. Matthew 28.
That's like the end.
What?
Wait.
I know. We're going to jump to the end of the story for Sunday morning.
Hot tub.
So,
hot tub.
Hot tub.
Hot tub.
When you get there, we say hot tub sometimes.
I'm not gonna say hot tub.
Just so you know why they're saying that.
All right.
Hot blueberry apple pie.
All right. So we're gonna start. We're gonna start a new little series for the month of September, and it's called Share. You know, if I could turn back time, that Share. No, we're gonna talk about our gathering. Is really to share who?
Jesus.
Yes, not to share, to share Jesus. And so, Matthew 28. So we, as a ministry at Beyond, we only really talk about three things. And you're like, what? Yeah. Well, Jesus is a given. I'm going to talk about three topics. And but we talk about faith, which is, faith is trusting Jesus, right? Good. And then we talk about mission, which is taking Jesus to the world, right? And reality. Right. And so reality is applying. Talk about those three things. So think of, name a topic that might be talked about in church.
The Trinity.
The Trinity. Faith. Name another topic that might be talked about in church.
Christianity.
What? What'd you say? Christianity? Christianity is also about faith. All right. Transubstantiation, reality, applying no, health, reality.
Like driving up mountains.
We talked about it.
Motorcycles.
Oh wait, Don talked about it.
Running into a 12-foot snow bank.
Getting stuck in the snow. Reality. What's that?
Oh.
Dichotomy. All right, so all these ideas that we're mentioning, they're all part of it.
What about the Trinity?
Where is that?
Everybody's listening to you.
Mission.
That is...
That's not really reality.
No, but it is taking what the Bible says and comparing it to what other people say. Reality! All right. So today we're going to start, and we're going to talk really about the first two today and share. We're going to talk about the mission that we've got and the faith that we got. So, faith and mission. So this month we're going to be talking about sharing Jesus. All right? How many of you guys have friends? Good.
Sometimes.
I have friends. How many of you guys have friends?
When they
want to be cool. How many of you guys have friends who need Jesus?
I
do. Good. Kathy? Good. So this whole thing about Jesus, and this is my goal. I don't want to give you like a cheesy diagram. I'll draw one out for you. All right, so here's a giant cliff, and here's a giant cliff, and this is sin.
And then you gotta see,
God's over here, and
you know,
and how many of you guys have seen this kind of thing? And then it's like, there's a bridge to cross the great divide. You know, and that's what always hung me up too, was the top of the cross. You've never seen this?
That crazy.
Oh, but
with the whole song.
I've never really liked diagrams, and I've never really liked like three easy steps and four principles and 10 laws, because the entire day, like every day, this is exactly how it goes.
Not every day, but
yeah,
you can't, because stuff happens, and so what I really want to do. This week we're going to talk about just the fact that the mission that we've got. Next week I want to start talking about like how do we live out sharing the gospel? How do we just constantly live that way so that people will notice us and say, well, we're not to be like, well, let me give you four principles for peace with God. You say, well, you know what? I follow Jesus and some days suck, but other days are great. And Jesus is, you know, I can face anything because Jesus is good, right?
Correct.
Right, Jesse is like staring at me, and it makes me feel like really uncomfortable. Anytime I just look right over here, it's like, it's not like that you're staring. That's not as bad as what you were doing. Matthew 28 and in verse 18. And you know what would be fun? We haven't done this in a long time, and we all. No, we're not going to stand. We all have different translations, so it's going to be even more fun. So let's read we're going to read verses 18 through 20. Let's read them all out loud, and in your own translation. You know, as loud as you can. All right.
Okay.
So it's fine. So all right. On three. Okay. One, two, three. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." And Amen. Nope. It's it. That's it. All right. All right, so
question.
It's over.
Where are we at?
It's over. All right, so I'll read it. I just wanted to hear make some noise.
Where
so make some noise for Jesus. Whoop, whoop. All right, so I'll read it again and just out loud. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Man, surely.
I just got it.
Surely.
Surely, yeah, get it? All right. So, how many of you guys know what that passage is called? It has a cool name. What's it called? The Great Commission. Good job, Jesse. That passage is called the Great Commission. I was thinking of all commissions. This one's the best. This is Jesus' last words to his disciples before he went up to heaven. So he's rising up on the clouds, and he's like, "Oh yeah, by the way." And so he says all this stuff to them. And there's some really cool stuff in this passage. And like we've talked about last words before. If you could have any, don't eat the yellow snow. That's a great advice.
Gonna be mine.
My last words, I really hope, are like, "Hey, check this out." That'd be fun. I could totally jump off this building. No, I wouldn't do that. Or, "How much cheese do you think I can eat?" But Jesus' last words were very important. Who's fine? Jesus' last words are a challenge. And that'd be cool too, to be on your deathbed and be like, find a leprechaun. And people are like, oh man, what? But Jesus has an even easier one than that. We don't have to find a leprechaun.
He was crazy. He just spouted gibberish at me. I have to find a leprechaun.
Oh man. First of all authority is Jesus's. Jesus has all authority on heaven and on earth. And so that's pretty cool. Because like when you think of authority, we're usually like pretty like limited because we're like, okay, cops, they have authority. Teachers have authority.
Soldiers
have authority. But they really only have authority over a certain amount of stuff. Right? Like nobody on this earth has authority over everything. But Jesus does. Thomas the Tank Engine? No. Trust me. Gordon is way more authoritative. But Jesus is not given as like a suggestion. He's not saying, you know what would be really great? Why don't you go and like, you know, if you remember, or if it's convenient, you know, tell other people what I did. Bye. You know, no, he said, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me. And so he's telling them, you better listen to me. Gary, Jesus, in this moment, I mean, he's rising up in the clouds. You listen to people who do that. It's like, oh, whoa, that guy, he's obviously in charge. But all authority is given to Jesus. And so when he tells us to go out, it's not a suggestion. It's not a thought. It's not an idea that he, oh, brainstorm. No, it's a command. And so we know that nothing else is as strong or as powerful or as authoritative as Jesus. So when we go out in his name. We go out under his authority. We go out as emissaries, which is a cool word for like cool people. No. It's like diplomats. We go out as diplomats for God's kingdom into the world, and we have authority. It's a missionary. Yeah. So that's the first cool thing that Jesus says. All authority is his. The next cool thing is that we need to go make disciples. And there's an interesting thing about this whole passage is that a lot of people put the emphasis on the going, but in the Greek, the emphasis is really on the making. You know, go to Zimbabwe, because that's just what you should do. Some people are called to Zimbabwe, but not all of us. But we are all called to make disciples. And as a Christian, as a Christ follower, we need to be disciples who make disciples. Does that make sense? Like it's an ongoing process of making disciples. Efficiency, exactly. You know, the church I grew up in, like the pastor said once, he's like, the best evangelism program is to have a lot of kids, because then they're going to raise them up in a Christian home. And I was like, well, that's one way, but really it's not, because you know, we're surrounded with people who need Jesus, and so we need to be making disciples all the time. Thank you. Yes. So what does that look like? What does making disciples look like? Somebody tell me. Jesus gave us a hint. What does it look like? Sharing the gospel. Yes. There's more to it. It's not just one answer, Chris. Baptizing people.
Teaching them to obey everything I
have. All right, Chris, what was that? Teaching them to what?
Teaching
them to obey everything he has commanded us to do. So where do we find that? In here. In the Bible. So we need to be... Did you just touch me?
No.
We need to be... I felt power. No. We need to know what's in here ourselves so that we can like live the life. And so when people say, cool, or like, because my mom always said this, and she had a cool rhyme that went along with it. But no, it's because Jesus told us to. And we're trying to live the gospel and to make disciples by example and have a reason in all seasons. Rhymed. So, baptism is a key thing. How many of you guys, have you guys been baptized? All y'all? If you haven't, that is cool. We are going to have a baptism service on the 30th of this month. So if you want to get baptized, let's do that bad boy. Let's baptize. And let me know, because it's a good time. It's fun. 30th. It's September.
30th, yes.
Yes. 32nd. So, but baptism is a key indicator, because that's when people like really make the public declaration. They say, you know what? I know I can follow Christ up to this point, but I'm going to make the statement that I am His and that I'm going to serve Him and trust Him. And so baptism is so important. So Jesus says, go baptize people, teach them all that I commanded them. And He ends with a great, He is always with us. Jesus is always with us. How many of you guys, like, do you guys ever feel alone? Like, honestly, like, I feel alone sometimes. Like, just like, does anybody care? Or, you know, those kinds of thoughts. Like, just alone. Grow up in church, like, oh yeah, Jesus is always with me because He's in my heart. But it's true. And it's a great comfort. And when we take that for granted, then we kind of lose the power of knowing that Jesus is always with us. And so when Jesus is telling us to go out, He's not just saying, yeah, I'm just going to go to heaven and hang out there and I'll check back in a few thousand years. He's always with us. He's watching. The opportunities that come up where you have a chance to share the gospel with your friends, that's not just like some chance thing. It's not just like, oh, that was kind of cool. What if I did share the gospel? No, that's Jesus saying, here's a chance. I'm preparing you. Here's an opportunity. Here's somebody who needs the gospel. And so in those moments, we under the authority that Jesus has given us to trust Him, knowing that He is with us. And so the gospel, it comes down to this whole thing, is that we trust Jesus and we take that everywhere. Take that to school. How many of you guys go to school tomorrow? There's school tomorrow, right? I'm not even on my school schedule yet. Like, are people on the holiday yet? When's the next break? It's Columbus Day?
Columbus.
October. But it doesn't happen anymore. Nope. But, you know, you've got school tomorrow. We've got work. You know, tomorrow I'm going to be in a meeting with all the pastors and stuff, and so I've got a lot of evangelizing to do. So, no. But, you know, we've always got off like, oh, Jason just wants us to go and, like, bring a lot of people to church. It's like, well, yeah, because people are important to Jesus. People matter to God. And we are His tool to reach those people. And so, you know, who's at your school that needs Jesus? Who is in your home that needs Jesus? You know, what neighbors do you know that are far from God that need, because you are put, did you just say I need Jesus?
No. No, I'm reaching to you because you said everyone needs more Jesus, so I'm reaching to you.
Okay. But, yeah, all right. But you are God's chosen person. You know, how many of you guys have read my favorites? There's a great passage where Esther's uncle, Mordecai, which is going to be our next son's name, Mordecai. Mordecai Duman. No, it's not.
Or Josiah.
But, wow. But Mordecai looks at Esther, who is going to go into the king and tell her that her people are being treated unfairly, and she could die at that moment. And Mordecai says, you were put here for this moment. For this moment. So what are you going to do with it? You know? And that's kind of my paraphrase, because I don't have it memorized, because I was never in Bible quiz. But, wow, Emily. Tomorrow, you've got every moment passes you by. Who are you going to share the love of God with? So, and even, you know, Christian school, there's people there who, you know, parents are loaded. They send them to Christian school because it sounds like a good idea. Homeschool, I don't know if anybody's homeschooled, but, you know, your mom, pray for her. No. But that is the first thing, is knowing, and, you know, are we trusting Jesus ourselves? And I think when we really trust Him, we're going to step out and reach the lost. We're going to step out and talk to our friends because we're really, really trusting Him. So that's the whole thing tonight. Man, trust Him. No, if you have any passage in all of the Jesus, because He's sending us out. So let's pray, and then we will eat some more cookies and drink the rest of the pop, and we can play some Wii and stuff, and, you know, hang out for a bit. And party. Whoa, this is coming way out. All right. Distracted. All right. So let's pray. Father, thank You for this final command that Jesus gave us before returning to heaven. Lord, it focuses us on what we're here for, and that's to reach the world. So, Father, wherever You send us tomorrow, whatever school we go to, wherever work we go to, God, there are people who need to hear what you would have us do. And God, I pray for all of us that we would just trust you, knowing that even we don't have to know all the answers, but we just have to know who gives the answers. We just have to know who we trust. And that's you. So Father, help us to just give you everything, trust you completely. And God, ambush us with opportunity after opportunity, God, because they matter to you. So Father, give us a burden for the lost. Give us a heart that beats for your mission. And let's see lives changed. Let's see people get baptized. Let's see new disciples who are hungry for the word.